The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Algo Tulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock out of New York. Wednesday, April 14th on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem Media. Proud to be AM970TheAnswer.com. Appreciate you listening around the country. We know how many people join us around the country and around the world. I know you're listening in Rome, too. You know, we're proud to bring to the airwaves right now Stephen Moore, the Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics. Stephen, this is a man knows what he's talking about when it comes to the economy. Yeah. Stephen, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us, you know.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you. By the way, I saw the president, President Trump, last week in Mar-a-Lago, and man's looking good. He's looking a tan, rested, and ready, my friend.
Is he gonna go in? Do you think that he goes in, or is he gonna be like the kingmaker and let Ron DeSantis or somebody go in? What are you feeling, Stephen?
Well, you know, that's the big question that everyone wants to know, Joe. Will Trump be the king, or will be the kingmaker? And I don't think anyone knows the answer to that right now. I mean, he certainly is going. He said he's going to put all his efforts into, you know, Republicans winning back seats in the House and Senate. Over the next, you know, it'd been 22. Obviously, if anyone's watching what's happening and the destruction of our Constitution and the massive increase in our debt and taxes, that, you know, we certainly need a restoration of checks and balances in this country. And so, you know, but he talked about all the great things he did for our economy. You know, Joe, the massive increase in jobs, the making America great again, the increase in wages and salaries for our workers, the huge increase in the number of companies that moved back to the United States. So he seemed in really good form, and the guy still got it, you know, and he is ready to rock and roll, I think. I just think he's ready to rumble.
Yeah, it's interesting to see because, I mean, I know we get into the economy, but because you were with President Trump, and it's like, and now people will always say, oh, you voted for Donald Trump. I always say this, Stephen, you know, you voted for Donald Trump. I go, well, look what he accomplished. Even if you don't like the bluster and the fluster and the tweeting and all of the personality, look what we have now. How can they argue with that? And by the way, if I may, and Stephen, you were with the man, so you know, when they start with what they're doing now, with the economy the way it is, and what's going on under the administration where we don't even know who's in charge, and they push left and they push further left, and they're going to go now with the Green New Deal, which you told us last time we chatted, has nothing to do with infrastructure. This is why President Trump got elected in the first place, Stephen Moore.
It is. I mean, and there's such a sharp contrast. I mean, listening to Trump, speak in his speech, you know, the contrast between, you know, Trump's whole philosophy was put America first, make America great again. Yeah. And I listened to Biden, you know, talk about more taxes, shutting down American energy, more debt, you know, more dependence on government. And it's the opposite. Yeah. You know, it's like it's like putting China first. You know?
Yeah.
Agenda. So there is a sharp contrast, and look, the economy is getting better at a fast pace, no question about it. And you know, we really have the vaccine to thank for that. Businesses are starting to reopen. I got to tell you, there in the New York area, things are still closed down. When I was in Florida, Joe, everything's opened up. I mean, everything's opened up. The schools are open. The restaurants are open. The beaches are open. The churches are open. And you wonder, gee, why is it that Florida is open and New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts and those states are still largely, not largely, but still slow to open up. But it's time to get everything open. That was Trump's, you know, message. Get everything open. We got this vaccine. We got almost 77% of seniors in this country have been vaccinated. So, you know, seniors are the people who've been most vulnerable, obviously, to the virus. So once you get seniors vaccinated, a lot of the health problems are going to disappear, God willing. And so I think the rest of this year is going to be good. It's going to be strong. I really think so.
Stephen, help me out here, because we had this conversation. This is what we fear in New York. Those of us who work in and out, when I see and you drive through and everything, Madison Avenue's still boarded up. And then everybody working remotely. What are they going to do with the real estate? What do they do with this incredibly expensive real estate? Even when I go, I was on Fox News on, Monday, I guess, with Sandra Smith and John Roberts. And I went back and forth. I Skype it in. Before, in the old days, they would get the car. We drive. So that means the car company's doing well. Then we drive in, and then I go into Big Fox, those beautiful building there, you know, on 6th Avenue. But boom, you go. Is that all going to go away? That's what we're afraid of in New York, that we'll never recover from this remote type of business.
Well, it's bigger than that. I do think in the next, 12 months, things will be getting, those boards will be taken down and things will start opening up again. Here's the problem, though, Joe. I believe that what happened with this massive tax increase in Albany was one of the biggest mistakes any state has made in a long, long time. And New York now has the highest taxes virtually in the world. In the world, you got a 15% income tax on top of a, we may have a 35 to 40% federal tax, plus another 15% for the payroll tax. You're talking about people in New York paying 70%. They increased the capital gains tax. Wait a minute. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
New York, Wall Street is the financial capital of the world. Why would you want to tax capital gains?
Yeah.
That's like, that would be like Nebraska, taxing every ear of corn. This is what you do, right? You are a financial capital, and yet you have high tax on finance. That's the reason a lot of these businesses are moving out. Paul Singer, a friend of mine, Elliott Capital, I don't know if you've met him, he's moved to Florida. Tens of billions of dollars.
Wow.
The tax increase is criminal. It's insane, folks.
Yeah.
We need new leadership in New York City, and we need new leadership in New York State in the governor's office, because this state is being destroyed by crime. It's being destroyed by high taxes and bad schools. And if you can reverse that, people will come back. I mean, New York's one of the great cities in the world, Joe. Yeah, it's being ruined by liberal politicians. There, I said it.
No, but it's so true. And now Minnesota, what's happening in Minnesota, they're rioting again. I mean, how will this, after the Floyd riots, is this going to completely destroy Minnesota's state economy, Stephen, because they're rioting again night after night?
Yeah, they have to. You know what's really sad about this? If you look at the rioting that's going on in Minnesota, and then you see the, what's happened in New York and Chicago. As you know, I'm a Chicago boy, so I love that city. You look at Milwaukee. All the cities that have had riots have had a very slow recovery. People don't want the crime. They don't want they want safe streets.
Yeah.
I have no problem. You have no problem with people protesting. That's our constitutional right, to protest. But the violence and the rioting, no. And where is the leadership? Where is Joe Biden to denounce this? And one other thing, Joe, the evidence is very clear that the people in the, in this medium term who are really hurt when you riot and loot and have arson in a city, the people who are hurt the most are minorities and low-income people. The rich will move out. People left behind are the very people that these rioters are supposed to be caring about. And yet it's so clear people are moving out of Minneapolis. They're moving out of Milwaukee. They're moving out of Chicago. They're moving out of New York, and they're going to places that are safe. So it is the number one responsibility of our government to keep the streets safe. And this is just a dereliction of duty. And it's a leadership problem in these states like New York and Illinois. It's a real problem.
Stephen Moore, he is the Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics. We're so proud to tell you that. Stephen, we appreciate your valuable time. This infrastructure situation, it sounds infrastructure. Okay, great. So we go, okay, infrastructure. Then it blows up to like this multi-trillion dollar deal. And then those of us who really aren't as astute as you are, Stephen Moore, at economics, we go, well, wait a minute. Why are they changing the term of the word infrastructure? It's like, what? It's like babysitting. That's infrastructure. I mean, what's going on? I mean,
Childcare is infrastructure. They have this new term, human infrastructure. I was on Fox the other day, and I've never heard that term before. I finally asked my little colleague, what does that mean? Human infrastructure. So our government, you know, they have this idea that government is going to save us. Massive trillions and trillions of dollars of government. No, Joe, what is going to save us is the men and women who run our small businesses, who employ people, who get up and work hard and build these businesses so that you have great restaurants and great stores and people getting jobs and paychecks. It doesn't come from government. It comes from the private sector. And we've reversed things. We think the government is going to save us. No, government isn't going to save us. We have to pay for these bills. Who's going to pay these? What's going to happen when we borrow these trillions and trillions of dollars? What happens if the Chinese stop buying our bonds? Who's going to buy all these trillions of dollars of bonds, Joe?
Yeah, yeah. Can we, right there, Stephen Moore, right there. You always get right to the point. Can we change that with the bond situation with China because of, a little thing called the Wuhan virus? Don't you feel President Trump would have said that? Look, you brought this upon us. I don't care what you think. We know what happened. A Secretary of State Pompeo, former Secretary of State, says it. We see it. We saw the evidence. Now, you want to call them reparations, whatever you want to call from China. We got to do something. Otherwise, they're going to own us hook, line, and sinker, Stephen Moore.
Yeah, look, I am in favor of China paying the United States reparations payments for the damage they've done. This was like a germ warfare, right?
Yes.
I mean, the evidence is really leaning towards this was manufactured in the China labs, and they inflicted this on the United States and the world. And China should pay penalties for what they've done, what we call reparations. And I would say that they owe us at least $1 trillion, Joe. And why not say, look, if you're not going to pay us that money, here's $1 trillion of bonds. We're not going to repay those. Now, I know that's a controversial thing to say, but come on, these are criminals. These are thugs that are running China right now. They're communists. And where's Joe Biden? Why isn't Joe Biden?
Thank you.
Standing up to China like Trump did. I mean, Trump demanded better trade deals. He demanded that they stop feeding and stealing our intellectual property, which is, trillions of dollars a year. No, you're right, Joe. You've got it exactly right. We have to stand up to the communist leaders in Beijing the way Reagan did, by the way. The way Reagan stood up to the Soviets, we need a president who will stand up to the
Great analogy. Yeah, right on the money. Right on the money.
Anyway, one last thing, Joe. I got one, but I got to tell you one last thing, kind of exciting. Yeah. I was in Florida because I had a meeting with Dennis Quaid, the actor. I don't know if you've ever met Dennis. He is going to play Reagan in a new movie that's coming out in February. And he showed us clips from the movie. It's going to be a blockbuster.
Really,
I watched some of the movie. It really reminded me what a great, great president Ronald Reagan is. He stood up to the Soviets. He won the Cold War. Now we need a president who will stand up to the Chinese, Joe.
You're right. I hear this movie is great, by the way. That's so funny. I hear because Dennis is great, and I hear it's great. Stephen, you're great, man, and we appreciate it. Keep the fight. Oh, my Lord. You're making all the sense in the world, Stephen Moore. There is hope, and we'll get there. Thank you, my friend. God bless. Yeah. Talk to you soon. By the way, the book from Stephen's Trumponomics, the guy knows what he's talking about. You know what you're talking about. I feel I'm learning to know and say the right things about the economy. The only guy that doesn't get it is in the Oval Office. Help. 877-970-2999. Let me go to Judy real quick before we break. Hey, Judy, how you doing? It's okay. You can bring Debbie in because that'd be great. Judy, how are you? I just wanted to get you on the air before we move on. We're moving at such a quick pace this morning. How you doing?
You're so busy. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much. So let me get to the point. I'm calling about the you want to know who's instigating all this stuff. I'm out of breath. I went down the stairs. Anyway, so George Soros, he's the enemy within, and I've got to tell you why. I mean, this man has more money than sand on a beach, seriously, and all he does is put his money into anything that's anti-American, you know, to make chaos or whatever. And one point is this. He had a secret meeting in his Open Society. He's got like a organizations. One of them is Open Society.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, he basically, he's the one that instigated all this. He's the one that he's behind this whole anti-police movement, okay? That was the goal. They had a secret meeting, and that's what's happening. And let me ask you, I want to ask you a question. Why did he put $30 million into BLM? I'll tell you why, years ago. Because that's his personal mob-intimidating army. And they're the ones that he's unleashing against the police. And it's all him. It's George Soros. And let me tell you something else. Yeah. George Soros is the one that's behind these left-leaning, regressive DAs and prosecutors that he's been buying off like anything. He was kicked out of England. And you should know one other thing. He's a partner in Burisma. You know Burisma in Ukraine with Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Wherever you look, that something is bad, that is George Soros.
Thank you. Debbie can bring Debbie up out. Thank you. You know what, Judy, you're absolutely right. She's so funny. She'll keep going, but she's not wrong. I'm looking here at George Soros, and it's scary. And I don't know. I know it's Antifa that he's backing, and certainly the prosecutors that are letting criminals on the streets. He's backing those folks as well. So thank you, Judy. You're absolutely right. Hey, it's 821-877-970-2999. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Deb. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe, but we've got some issues out here. We'll start off on the Cross Island. Cross Island northbound getting up past the Southern State. It's an accident. Still kind of busy on the westbound BQE getting down toward Wythe Avenue. It's a collision in the right lane. LIE is still pretty solid as you head out toward 108th. It's an accident being cleared on the eastbound side, and we're still seeing some pockets of volume at the inbound Holland of about 30 minutes. Cloudy today, high of almost 69. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Did you call Mike Connors yet? You got to call Mike Connors. You know why? You get a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself about your estate planning. Let's say you're paying a lot of money on nursing home costs. You go, oh my gosh, I can't afford this anymore. You know what? Mike's got a way to protect you from that. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. You can schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and concerns with Mike himself from the security of your own home. Can I give you the number? Okay, I will. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt. Don't wait another minute. Mike Connors can take you through the process by telephone and start a plan designed exclusively for you the way he did for me, and he can do it today. 718-238-6500 or go to, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. Indoor seating is now available for diners by reservation only, and spaces are limited. Michael's follows all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. For reservations, call 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
This is Dennis Prager, along with my fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. I've been all over the world, but I can never get enough of the great state of Israel. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, especially because Israel is the leading country in the world in COVID vaccinations.
Join us as we sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Walk the steps of the old city of Jerusalem and join us for a Shabbat service that will reenact the old traditions.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again? We are, so come join us.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you got to try this amazing product everybody's talking about, Balance 7. It's all-natural product you need to try. Balance 7 is your one-stop shopping to help increase your energy levels, aid in digestion, heartburn, arthritis, so much more. Check out Balance7.com, please. Learn why balancing your body is so important for the performance of your immune system. You've heard this promise from other products, but Balance 7 really does what it says it will do. Simply drink a total of 3 ounces a day. And within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought. They just feel healthier overall. Order your one-month supply at Balance7.com. Use the code JOEFREE to save $10 off your first order and free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin. It's an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at almost $14, and that is for free. If you haven't hit the jackpot before, today is your lucky day. Order now and receive $10 off, a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge. Use my code, please, JOEFREE. Balance7.com, the code is JOEFREE.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Hollywood, it's the first annual Roll Up Your Sleeves salute to the COVID-19 vaccine. Starring Michelle Obama, also starring Dr. Anthony Fauci, featuring Shields and Yarnell, The Carpenters, Tim Conway, Vincent Price, Extra Added Attraction, Corbett Monica, Senor Wences and Johnny, the musical stylings of Florence Henderson, and now, your master of ceremonies, direct from Hollywood Center Square, Paul Lynd.
Boy, what a lineup. And I thought Bewitched was lowbrow.
Joe, that is great. That is
thank so you, great. Joe.
That is so funny. Paul Lynd, who does Joe? You know, Joe's like 14 years old. You know how young he is, right? He's really, really. He's in his 20s. He's mid-20s. And he knows who Paul. Not only does he know who Paul Lynd is, he can do an impression of the guy. You are unbelievable, brother. I swear to God. You must.
Well, thank you.
Do you sit around with your parents and your grandparents doing these impressions of these people
Not Paul Lynd. My parents aren't big Paul Lynd fans, but I was reading his biography.
Big into
yesterday,
little,
actually.
Wait. You were reading Paul Lynd's biography.
Oh, yeah, I have the Paul Lynd biography, well, Center Square, the Paul Lynd story.
What would pique your interest in that regard, please?
Well, I just think he's funny. I mean, he was such a funny comedian. I mean, you have to think about it. And everything that he did, he had such a broad swath of experiences in show business, from doing Hollywood Squares to Broadway with Bye Bye Birdie to Templeton the Rat.
Paul Lynd doing Shakespeare. That's what you got to do next.
I'm waiting for Charles Nelson Reilly to show up.
I could do Charles Nelson Reilly.
Maybe Brett Summers.
Those guys were great.
Come on. The match game had the greatest guests. When you saw that Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, right? You were all excited. You're like, okay, good. And then it was like Joanne Flug. You know, Fanny Flagg. I mean, when they were on, it was like, yes, this is it.
Now who's gonna host this this whole vaccine thing? It's like
Gene Rayburn.
That's
He'll be coming back.
Bob Eubanks. Right. Bob Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks. No, Bob Eubanks is still alive. Wait, Bob Eubanks is still alive. So,
yes, he is. Is Gene not alive anymore?
No, Gene
has passed away many, many moons ago.
Joe really up to date on the game show host.
Gene Rayburn.
Remember those
Gene Rayburn,
long,
in case you don't know, was with
those thin microphones with the little...
Yes, they were, oh, the telescoping microphone, which Alec Baldwin actually brought back when he hosted the new version of Match Game, which I couldn't bring myself to watch.
Wait, now, how did I miss that?
Yeah. Remember Channel 7?
Right?
Yeah, Channel 7 revived all these game shows in the summertime because there's no programming, right? They brought in Alec Baldwin to host the new Match Game, but I couldn't bring myself to watch it because, let's face it, Match Game could not live up to what it was in the 70s. In the 70s, it was politically incorrect. They taped six shows a day, and you always knew when it was Friday.
Save your thought, but what was the Match Game? I should know this game. What was the Match Game?
You had a panelist of six people, and you had to match what they were going to say. So it was like, oh, Joe went to the store, and he bought blank, you know, whatever. And then you had to match the celebrity with the blank.
Oh, my God.
But
they would
inevitably be drinking during the taping. So
really?
You would always,
really?
Yeah. That's so you would great. Always know when it was Friday because it was the fifth or sixth show they taped that day, and they were smashed.
That's great.
So, and the story goes, Brett Summers became a permanent member of the panel because she was married to Jack Klugman, and he was on a very early episode of Match Game. He said, "Look, I don't want to do this anymore. If you give my wife a spot, I'll leave you guys alone." And then they divorced like a short time after, and she became a permanent fixture on the show.
Well, you know, people were wondering about that all morning long.
They were.
As a matter of fact, they really were wondering about
that. Look, I can only be smart one day a week, all right? I'm sorry.
Joe, what were you going to say? Another interesting, a trivia kind of
thing. Yeah, well, so two things. Well, first of all, to Al's point about Alec Baldwin hosting Match Game, I went to go see it a couple of years ago, and I couldn't tell you who one person was on that panel. I mean, if they had has-beens back then, I couldn't even tell you who any of these people were. Not even a hint. But also, I was going to say about Gene Rayburn, is a fun fact about him is I don't know if you realize that he was the original announcer on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen.
He was. Rayburn
yes.
was. Wow. Wow.
Gene Rayburn. Yeah.
That's just great. And anything else you want to...
any other esoteric...
I don't know. You want to hear any good Andy Williams stories? I don't know.
Oh, boy. Exciting.
Joe's caught in the Ooh. 70s, man.
Well,
he's
I tell you,
the 70s,
if you man. Haven't gone to sleep yet, give us 3 minutes. Yeah. Knock you right out. Andy Williams.
Forgive me, I'm sick. It's gone to my head.
I'll tell you, there's one person who's probably awake now who's driving home is the late Frank Morano. Is probably, I want to hear more about Andy Williams. Tell me more.
Hey, Joe, you got it. When does a City MD open up? They should be open by now.
They're open now, yeah. So I'm waiting till after the show to get my test done.
You should take off. You've prepared the show handily, so I would take off
just,
now.
You've now just jinxed the last 90 minutes of the program. Thank you.
Leave it to me. Me and Al, we got it. We'll be talking about Suzanne Summers all morning long. We got this down.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'm at
well. No, but maybe you should sneak away. We will allow you to do that. I'm sure our bosses will let you do that as well. Because I want you to get tested. Get the PCR test. Make sure you get that, even if they give you the rapid test. Say you're not feeling great. You worried me when you said your legs now are bothering you a little bit. You said you
a little sore, a little bit of an ache. I don't want to give
using
the
thigh master a little too much last night. That's
exactly
why.
You know, we should do a show. With all reference, well, I think we just
all
did.
70s and 80s, right?
All 70s references. Yeah. That's it, and 80s references.
Yeah.
We should do it.
You know what,
Joe?
If you don't have any food, go get the pocket fisherman from Ron Popeil, right off the bay in Bay Ridge. It's okay.
Did you know that my landlord is Norman Fell?
Oh, really? Really? Yes. Three's Company. Wow, look at that. Are you going to go to the Regal Beagle later? Oh, that's great.
I just might.
I need some GLH for my hair. I need some
Listen,
GLH.
That stuff should come back out again. That stuff was fantastic.
I don't even know what that is. What's GLH?
It was a can. It was the precursor to the topics that Joe uses from time to time.
Great.
So
it's
you would find a bald spot in your head, and Ron Popeil had this big bald spot in the back of his head.
They would show it on camera.
And they would show it on camera, and they had somebody from the top come down, and you'd see them spraying this stuff on his head, and it would cover, you know, the bald spot on his head. It was called GLH because it was, well, it was GLH number 7 or 9 or whatever it was, because the other six applications never worked, and it would it stood for great looking
right,
hair.
It never worked, so they kept changing it.
Right.
But meantime, it looked, virtually you were spray painting your head.
Yeah, essentially.
And it was like and this guy Popiel, what did he make? He made a gazillionaire.
He made the pocket fisherman.
So funny.
He made the dehydrator for the jerky. You want to make your own jerky? It was that big round thing. You put cuts of meat in or whatever.
Jerks I'd like
the Showtime rotisserie. Set it.
Right.
And forget it.
Set it and forget it. The rotisserie. It was the best. Every time that guy came on, I was mesmerized. I'm like, I don't want to buy the product, but this is fantastic.
It did seem like an easier time. It just seemed like an easier time.
Well, don't forget, maybe late night, they didn't have a lot of programming, so he would buy all this time on late night television. Brilliant.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, you know, when we come back, if we come back, I mean, after this, we're going to, you're going to the doctor, my friend.
Maybe.
You got to go to the
doctor.
No.
You got to go get that test.
You know what?
No, I am. I promise I will get the test done.
All right. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We have Nick Jivas. Nick is a good kid. That's what you pronounce.
Brought
his
to
name,
you by
right?
Promise Margarine.
Nick Nick Jivas, and we're going to talk about Project Veritas and how they found out CNN allegedly engaged in propaganda to remove Donald Trump. What a surprise. Nicole Sapphire, she's going to tell you got to get to the doctor. Nicole will join us, and Michael Goodman as well. So we're locked for the rest of the show, Joe. I just do me a favor. Turn off that thing, sterilize the microphone, and then just go.
He's
then,
home.
You know,
he's home. Nobody else is using it.
Just go down to the city MD. What's it, a block away? It's a block away or something?
3 or 4 blocks, something like that.
Yeah, you just go get your
thing. Take a compass.
You know, I'm telling you, I noticed. And do me a favor. Insist on hydroxychloroquine from your doctor, from your doctor. Just say, look.
And a
Joe's
sauna
been,
suit.
Yeah, just something. I'm telling you, now is the time. Al, you're right. The doctor always told me, once you get this Wuhan virus, they wait like 5-6 days. And if it gets serious, they treat it.
Well, it can incubate for up to 5 days. That's why I'm saying today or tomorrow, he absolutely should be getting a test.
You're absolutely right.
To make
you're
sure.
absolutely right.
Thank you.
And
I think
you should do it. You should do it first and get that medicine right in you first with the azithromycin and the zinc, I'm telling you. All right, Joey? So you got permission. You got permission. I'm sure Mr. Crowley won't mind. All right. You go ahead. I want to hear you back on this thing. Take care of yourself. We worry about you. All right? And then call us and when you get back. You'll probably be back by the time, by the time you go there, but you should get it done and get the hydroxychloroquine, the HCQ, from your doctor. Joe on the radio. I'm the worry wart. The worry wart. Uncle Joe on the radio. Uncle Al and Uncle Joe. We worry about our boy Joe. And you don't want to miss this Project Veritas story coming up. And again, Nicole Sapphire about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Michael Goodwin. And you always at 877-970-2999-837. Big Al has the headline news, but it's only the news from 1974. So brace yourself right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 838. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Vice President Nelson Rockefeller. See, I knew you'd get a kick out of that. That's why I had to drop the Rockefeller reference in there. He told Mayor A. Beam earlier today. All right, now let me be serious for a minute. Mayor de Blasio has been taking the subway to get to where he needs to go, remarkably. The mayor's office took to social media, posting a few videos of de Blasio waiting on a subway platform and getting on what looked like a relatively full train. It comes the same week the MTA released a survey revealing that over 70% of current riders are concerned with crime and harassment throughout the transit system. De Blasio did not overtly encourage residents to ride the system. A ruling from the New Jersey Supreme Court is being called a big win for supporters of medical marijuana. In a unanimous decision, the court ruled that a construction company must pay for one of their injured employees' medical marijuana. This upholds a January decision from the appellate division involving Vincent Hager and former employer M&K Construction. Hager reportedly uses medical marijuana for an injury he suffered on the job in 2001 at a cost of around $616 per month. In sports, Blue Jays beat the Yankees 7-3. Mets take both games in the doubleheader against the Phillies, 4-3 in the first game in 8 innings and 4-0 in the nightcap. Nets crushed the Timberwolves 127-90. Rangers shut out the Devils 3-0. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Taking a ride over to the Merritt Parkway northbound, getting up through a Norwalk accident just cleared. Southbound side of 95, busy down through Stamford. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you head to the belt eastbound up by Pennsylvania Avenue with an accident being cleared. Westbound BQE by White Avenue, a crash there as well. Cross Island northbound, getting up past the southern state. It's an accident blocking at least one lane. Traffic slowing down LIE eastbound at 108th with a collision cleared. Westbound slowing down as well. Also on the westbound LIE over by Jericho Turnpike, looks like a pretty serious accident. Several lanes blocked there. Nassau Expressway by Bayview Ave in Inwood. It's ongoing police department activity. 80 westbound slowing down by exit 55 in Totowa. An overturned vehicle on the ramp just being cleared. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 30. Cloudy today, high of almost 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. It's an instant gratification world. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. It searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver you people who fit your job description right away. To learn more about all Indeed's great hiring tools, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You know, there's social distancing. They fog vehicles. Everything's safe. You got to go to the state-of-the-art service facility right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella's there. Now, you want to get your car serviced? Boom. That's where you want to go, okay? Any car that you have, the state-of-the-art service center is great right there at Route 22 Toyota, and they're keeping everything safe. Now, if you want to buy a car, forget about it. They got the, for qualified buyers, that 0% APR financing up to 60 months. They got zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. You know, they got the zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. May I give you the number to Route 22 Toyota? You just call, you say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? You want service? You want to get a car? Whatever you want, they got it there. Alex Kinsella and the team. And you don't have to deal with dummies. No dummies at Route 22 Toyota, okay? 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Call, schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. That, my friend, is the smart way to buy. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where you can save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or buy Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to find your best sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, did you get Relief Factor yet? Did you get Relief Factor yet? You got to get Relief Factor because it will get you out of pain. How about this guy Kent that I tell you about from Arkansas? Before Relief Factor, he says he never had a day when something didn't hurt. He just wanted to crawl back into bed. I know you feel that way now. He is amazed how much his pain has decreased and improved his daily life. It's the little things. It's like me getting around with the kids. The girls say, Dad, could you pick me up? And I run in the car and I run out and I don't worry about it. It's like me taking the garbage up. Today I got to take the garbage up. Oh, please, you know, and I got to take the other garbage can down. But I could do, it sounds silly. Those are little things, but goodness gracious, it gets you, if it get you out of pain, it's worth it. And it's only $19.95. For $19.95, wouldn't you want to see if you can get out of pain? That's what I've been trying to tell you. Just get out of pain like Kent. It's 100% drug-free. The three-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com today. It's relieffactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. 8384. Say goodbye to pain, please. I worry about you. You know, say hello to relief with Relief Factor. And do it when? Today, please. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Nick Givas is a buddy, managing editor of the Project Veritas newsroom. Hey, Nick, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing awesome. Always good to be on your show. I love hanging out with you here on the air. I'm actually coming at you from D.C. today. I can't say about what, but I'm in the swamp.
Well, I love, you know, I know we know you. We've chatted before when you were at another organization. This is great. You're with Project Veritas. Tell us about, and you gave me this heads up a couple days ago, and I'm sorry we're a little late getting back to you, man, but we appreciate it. What happened with CNN, and what did Mr. O'Keefe do? He went in and talked with CNN, and you found out, indeed, something that we suspected all along, yes?
Yes. Well, actually, one of our undercover journalists had gone out with a technical director named Charlie Chester, who worked for CNN. And over the course of a few coffee dates and such, dinner dates, I suppose, they would discuss things about the network. And this man, Charlie Chester, basically admitted the network is engaging in, quote, propaganda. He literally took credit. And the network, he said, quote, look what we did. We, meaning CNN, got Trump out, end quote. And he even went on to say that the network's speculation that Trump had medical problems, that he was suffering neurological damage. In his words, this man, Charlie Chester, a director of CNN, quote, all speculation. And they knew it. They knew what they were doing, and they wanted to hide it from the American public. And now we have information of them finally admitting it out loud.
So I think I saw part of the footage where this guy actually said it. And, you know, let me ask you this. First of all, when it was whoever your reporter was, the camera was right in this guy's face, man. How do you do that? I guess you don't want to reveal trade secrets. But I mean,
I don't want to reveal too much, but I will say that it takes a real drive to do what our undercover journalists do, because it's not for reward. They're not doing it for a spot on television or praise. They're going in there and they're risking a lot. They're risking their livelihood. They're risking their reputations. And that's why we got this information, because our journalist was fearless.
So you have the CNN technical director, Charlie Chester, saying we're trying to take down Trump. He's at CNN. And is there any legal ramifications that any organization could take against CNN because of this?
Well, we're looking into bringing a lawsuit of our own, as are many other people within the media that have been defamed, that have been, I guess, misreported on by this network so many times. And it wasn't just that they were shoving propaganda out there to push Trump out. He admitted to help propping up Biden during the campaign. And I would let your audience know they should be prepared. CNN, this is through Charlie Chester, he said that there's, quote, COVID fatigue, and that they will be now starting to pivot and, quote, focusing mainly on climate change. So it doesn't stop there. This is just part one of a long series this week. So continue to stay tuned about what is going to come out, because it's going to shock people, I think.
And then is it true, too, that CNN started to show footage of Joe Biden jogging or exercising to counter his triple fall on the Air Force One steps? That's what they really tried to do that after the fact?
In his own words, this is Charlie Chester, quote, we would always show shots of him, meaning Biden, jogging and that he's healthy. End quote. And he would say, you know, mention the aviator shades. That's a quote. We painted him, and this is in his words again, as a young geriatric is the quote. I don't know if that even exists. But he at least was not hiding political bias. It was
table. And this guy, Charlie Chester, he's there. So even though he's a technical director, he's speaking on behalf of what he's told
he's
to do
mix.
Over there. Huh?
He's in the mix. He's in the mix. He hears things. He knows what's going on. He went on record basically saying that, you know, he has access to the network culture, that he's not just some intern in a side office that never does anything. No, he is very much involved.
Nothing.
And I think that's what should concern people.
And Nick, nothing about race, because I really feel the media is so, they are, you know what, you're talking about the virus. I think they have been so irresponsible reporting on the virus that they inflamed it. They inflated the numbers. It was just a panic, everybody. And I think they're doing the same thing about race relations in the country. And I don't know what the end game is, but maybe you could get a camera and talk to somebody and say, are they intentionally creating a racial divide in America? I guess so. More people watch the network. I mean, what's the end game with all of this, Nick?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. In relation to that, I can't go into the racial aspect of it completely, but I can say that, you know, this producer, or this director, rather, this technical director, Charlie Chester, he said that when COVID tapers off to a point, it's not a problem anymore, that they are going to pivot to the climate change narrative because, and this is his quote, fear sells.
Yeah, he said it
now,
right
we're
there.
Talking about life. We're talking about life and death. We're talking about a death counter on the side of the screen, and he is making it out to be a business as if we're just selling something. We're just selling a product. No, you're terrorizing the nation when you say fear sells. You're admitting that you're winding the nation up so tight for ratings and for business that you don't care about the common good. And that's disgraceful for someone in the fourth state.
Where can we find this? We go right to Project Veritas online. You guys are still online.
You can go to James's Twitter at James O'Keefe III. It's like III after his name at James O'Keefe. He's posted it. You can also go to projectveritas.com. Part one is up, and trust me, we have plenty more to come.
Wow, Nick, keep the fight. You know, I'm glad you're over there, man. You're doing a great job. You're a good guy. You're a good young guy that gets it. God bless you, man, and thank you for taking the time with us this morning. Keep us posted, Nick. Fascinating, fascinating.
I will. God bless you, too, Joe. Keep the faith.
Thank you, my friend. Nick Jeavis right there, managing editor of the Project Veritas newsroom. They go in and they will go and they will ask somebody like CNN. They're saying, I wasn't intentional to take down Donald Trump. And this guy, technical director right there at CNN in the mix, as Nick has said, oh, absolutely. I think they're creating more. They want to create the fear for the virus, and they create a social, a race divide, a racial divide. They want to do it. They want to do it. And then I'm thinking, well, what's the end game? Just so people tune into them more to take the country down? Help me out here. 8:51, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. We're going to go for a ride to the LIE. The LIE moving really slowly westbound out through Jericho Turnpike. It's an accident blocking three lanes. It looks like some type of a fuel spill as well. Emergency activity there. Nassau Expressway at Bayview Ave in Inwood. Some ongoing police department activity with a body found in the trunk of a car over there. Let's go over to the eastbound belt right by Pennsylvania Avenue. That's closed with an accident. Watch for delays. Westbound BQE down by White Avenue. A collision in the right lane. Cross Island northbound up past the southern state. That's a crash. Alternate side parking in effect. Inbound GWB upper level. An accident now 15 in at the George over at the inbound Lincoln. That's 20. Holland about 30 minutes into town. Expect delays on 80 westbound exit 55 on the ramp into Totowa. It's an overturned vehicle on the ramp just being cleared. 3 eastbound by the Meadowlands construction. 22 west in Union. It's ongoing road work over there. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall.
For most Americans, the definition of bipartisan is straightforward. It means both parties working together. During the 2020 election campaign, Joe Biden defined it the same way, arguing that he could lead the country back to a healthy collaboration on public policy, as he claimed to have done in the Senate. Biden pledged to be a president for all Americans rather than just his party. But since taking office, Biden's definition of bipartisan has shifted, like something straight out of Orwell. Rather than allow Republicans to participate in Biden's initiatives, Biden instead claims that his proposals are already bipartisan, even with no Republican support. In doing so, Biden has become the president of a handful of Democrats on Capitol Hill, not all Americans. It's bad enough that some Senate Democrats have begun to balk at Biden's autocratic approach, and even media outlets like the Washington Post have begun taking notice. The voting public should not be fooled by this dangerous experiment.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka wants America to use common sense.
Nobody is allowed to know your health information. So why would a business? Why would Delta Airlines, the local news agent, the local hot dog stand, have the right to your health information? They don't.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. How are you? It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. We're going to talk to Dr. Nicole about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Michael Goodwin as well next hour. You always at 877-970-2999. And I love telling you about Tunnel to Towers because I've known the Tunnel to Towers organization, the foundation, the nonprofit for many, many years. And I've seen the great work that they've done. You know, they've been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11. You know, it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11 coming up. My goodness gracious. And this is the foundation's 20th year of honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Thanks to you, by the way. Cannot do it without you. So let me thank you for donating $11 a month, because I know so many have donated $11 a month to T2T.org. It's T2T.org. When you see the good work that the Tunnel to Towers organization does, when they pay off mortgages of first responders and military folks and law enforcement folks that do not come home, who actually are killed in the line of duty protecting you and I, and Tunnels to Towers pays off the mortgage of the home. When you see the injured veterans, these heroes, you know, who are independent, they're independent. Well, you know who gives them the independence is Tunnels to Towers, because they build mortgage free smart homes. These smart homes are spectacular, but there's a list for the smart homes. The veterans are waiting. These catastrophically injured veterans are waiting. These families are waiting for the mortgage to be paid off, and Tunnels to Towers will be able to do it if you donate $11 a month. $11 a month. So mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11, please, by donating $11 a month to T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we do thank you for your support.
I got to have a reason.
It's Joe Lumberg right there. Joey, how we doing? 66 I saw as a high today. Is that right? Does that sound good?
Upper 60s. Yeah, it's going to be well up into the 60s today. We start with sunshine, but we're going to end with clouds and maybe a shower.
All right.
Much better chance for rain tonight. And especially tomorrow, I just think it's a soaking day and a much chillier, too. Only mid-50s.
Pluviophile day. Pluviophile day, is that it? That's all right. You'll go out biking today so you can hold off tomorrow a little bit, yes?
Exactly. Although I rode Monday in the rain, believe it or not.
No, Joe. Look at me. I'm like the worrywart father. Oh, you got. You can't do that. But you got. But
I
you're.
Did. Listen. Well, it started out dry, then it started raining. I said, "Well, I'm out here. Might as well keep going." So yeah, rain tomorrow. We get some more rain on Friday. Low 50s, and then the clouds break for a little sunshine on Saturday, and it dries out for the weekend.
All right, Joey. We appreciate it, and thank you so much. Joe Lumberg right there. Piscopo on the radio. Dr. Nicole coming up right after the news. Michael Goodwin as well. It's Joe and Al and Joe and Debbie, and we're coming right back at you.
News.